Okay, so we're holding over here. We're in the middle of Section Bays, I guess we'll call it. I don't know if they were the Prokim, but he spoke about how the difference between somebody who does something out of an oinus versus somebody who does something for rotzen, and the tainus you have to somebody who does a pe'ula shaloi keshura when he's an oinus is certainly far than beratzen. It's a different world, and you're wrong to conflate the two. That's the that was his taina, and now he's going to, so he had brought different mamorim before about learning up pshat in different chazal, and now he is going to bring cases of different famous people that acted, you know, that they sort of weren't meisa nefesh, and no one had tainus to them. Now, the problem is he's bringing here a lot of chazals and agaritas that we have different, slightly different gersos. So it's not everything here is the gersos the way we have it. So it's a little bit, I guess a little bit problematic for us who have a different gersos, but HaKoponim, the Rambam, did have these gersos, and he's going to be bringing the Darius. Reb Meir nitfas bis eis hashmad min hashmodes shenegem chachm Yisrael. Reb Meir was one of those that was caught in the shmad of Adrianus. The Amrli Makirov, his friends told him, the haloi ato Meir v'am eini. He said no, v'am achol mizemech Yisrael. I guess it was the goyim who recognized him, and they were, as he said, eat it. It says he was sort of dipping for one and licking his fingers the other one. So Lemaisa, he ke'ilu was showing that he is a goy, even though he wasn't. The ain suffix Reb Meir, it's a zatsanua hayadea mitas hatera, goyhu, meshkachnir teruchiburo. So according to this Chacham who wrote the Shtigl Torah, he should consider a Meir a Goy. That's what he wrote. Shemishu begolui Goy ubeseis Yisrael erik Goy neshavodes akel so ubeseisa v'yestoyz a Reb Meir. So he says, okay. So would he like to call Reb Meir a Goy? Umefursim gam kein shavliyaz nitfas leminus asheizikar shavodes zara. He was caught by the minim, and they try to get him to believe in their emuna. Now I'm not sure. So he v'zeh shaminim yachrisim okel yisleitzu bedosis v'omru evila misasgeh meshuga lomirisam v'yivatel nevul gamri. The minim were people who were mevatel any type of religion. It was what we would call today apikarsim. Lemaisa, it's usually in the lashon of the Gemara, minim we assume tends to refer to Christians, who certainly, if anything, one would consider them Avodah Zarah. One wouldn't consider them anything other than Avodah Zarah. But al kaponim, I don't know. The Rambam is referring to something else. I still know these things over here. It's very hard to be oymed exactly what they want. But al kaponim, he has a chazal. And he asked him, you know, you're such a smart man, how can you believe this? So he said, he answered him a very sort of ambiguous statement, something which left room for, he said, and he answered him something which it could be explained in two ways. This was ambiguous, and he quotes it. So Amaloi told Zokin, how can you, a wise man, be oisik in such an Irish kaiten? Amalai, so he told him, Your Honor is right. The Dayan thought he meant him. He thought that he's referring to him. He thought he was thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you believe me, he said, I'm very, very pleasantly surprised with you, and I myself couldn't figure out how somebody as smart as you would be religious. Somebody so smart that certainly can't be religious. I swear that you potter and he freed him. So he was showing the Hegman that he's an apikoris. An apikoris is worse than Ivar Verizara. So this person should pass Rabbi Elias also. What we say, and in other words, what the Muslims are forced to do is much less. We just have to believe them that Muhammad is a Navi. We don't have to retract anything that we believe in, and so on. They know that it's not that they don't really believe it, but it's sort of a sermon. It's more of fun than anything else that they should say it and should. So he says, "V'yaduhu mashakar al Yisrael b'mein b'chadnetzach harasha." It's very possible even the Choresh and Mazge, who the Chshuvim also worshipped, im hoyas bevavel. It does say in Chazal it seemed to have been some sort of a taina to them, but certainly they're not called Rishoyim and Goyim. This is what? Yeah, and he takes a look at. Right, so he says over here, and he quotes the Gemara, "V'leichashet b'chalim avayin v'zarim p'leishonim." So, "Bekach amleim hashalom, heim osu lefonim, afernias lefonim b'mei haman." So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a taina that they were mishtach ve miyir and oynis, which they shouldn't have done. In other words, I don't think the Rambam is going to say that you can be moisin nefesh, and I imagine this case you had to be moisin nefesh, but there's certainly you can't call people who weren't oymid in Nisayan that they're goyim and shkatsim and have no chelvom haba and so on. And you see that in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded. It says, So he's quoting a pasuk that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that since they did it only lefanim, I'm going to do them only lefanim. So he says, so I guess this person is going to be picking a fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. In his own mind, he vayistayis understands better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yaduahu k'moy kein mashakara li Yisrael b'machaz yavon osho. So, exactly, good timing. Migzeas kash ros, u'miklolom hoya, mitzvah. So it's very interesting. It's one of those medrashim that people try to figure out that you're not. What's the point of not locking the door? says they weren't allowed to lock the door. So, like, what kind of gzeira? So he says, very simple, that it means that whenever they're doing a mitzvah, they're always under observation. That's what it means. So he says, the means that Chazal gave them over here the Alanisim. Vishanubadom means we say a tefillah including their zikaron as being Latoiv. So he says we so we're called tzaddikim, and we're talking shem tzaddik. Now, a person could argue technically and say, well, it probably means that tzaddikim is talking about the chashmonoim who are big tzaddikim and so on. But Rambam feels that that's not the tzura of the pasuk. The pasuk simply means Kol Yisrael. In other words, we were tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yevanim were Rishayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them in our hands, and that, you know, doesn't mean dafka the kaimitz of people who were who were the Chashmonoim. It's Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael as a whole, they were good people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Yevanim who were bad people in our hands, v'zehu. The lulish is kind of tchilas dvarim, so they ask it called the zematic milin, and because if not for the fact that I l'chatchila said I don't want to be myrich a lot, and you know bring in all the nashkeit this person said, hishmatim l'chov vayisi myrich. I would go through everything he said, and I'd be myrich a lot more. How could a person be so stupid as to say all these narishkeiten? The Rambam could be very, very sharp, and especially when something bothers him like that. A person will write tshuvas when he doesn't know what he's talking about. For one shayla, he answered so many things that were irrelevant. He said, it's as if they asked him to make in the Sephardi communities, they have piyutim for Shavuos. They're called Azharis. Rav Sadia Gaon has others. It's the Tayag Mitzvahs in the Tayag Mitzvahs in a piyut form. And it's actually the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadia Gaon is that. That's all it is. It's a thing of piyutim. It's a piyut that includes in it. So he said, like, he's just listed as if somebody asked him to list all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Vama Kamoiken, he also says Sheishmer Lemesha Berezor Bemecha or Karmas Acher. He said Ki Ilu Hashel Shalom Yalochog Lemecholoi. In other words, it's as if he says he's what he's saying. Even if it's right, the Rambam, by the way, does not hold that it's right. That's Avodazara. But he said, even if it's right, Sach HaKol, all he's doing is, no one asked him that question. He wasn't asked if someone is a, if it's a good thing to be a Muslim. That wasn't the issue. V'almak Moiken Shem Meshuga, which means Muhammad, Harag Misrael Abba Vesim Elef, that he killed 24,000 Jews. Kila Shol Shalom Yilachel Kolam Haba. I mean, we're not being done whether Muhammad is a tzaddik and a nice person and righteous person, a good person. Tachlis, we're asking, what din does it have? Ube'emes hoye royal ishas el disbein de v'shleim ha'shalom al teval al picho v'libcho al yimar lo hitadov ne'elikim. You should have listened to Kohelis's warning and not to talk too quickly. She'el disbeinin hu be'pasik hazeh. Had he thought about it,
Hoyodea kim kol misha yoshev al shayla o yovin bisave heter, shumoitzidov na kim loy neufumashanafal. If you would have asked anybody who knows halachas, he would not have said the stupidities he said. Vashem yodea ve'eid v'dai boi, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, and it's enough that he knows, she'ilu hu cherev yoysim ha-shechev, v'yzer yoysim ha-shechev. Even if he would have written more sharply, even if I would have said more sharply, or he would have said more sharply, he says, basically, had he just written the Gufa Inyan, had he just written just that they're wrong and so on and so forth, I would have let it go. Said, I would have been very happy to say that he's a great person. Everybody knows, you know, I know my own shortcomings and so on. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't push myself and argue on the point. Because he wrote things that one cannot walk away from and keep quiet. In other words, it didn't bother him so much, the shtus of the person, as much as the fact that he's writing about these poor people who, here are people who went through such terrible tzaras. They're hoping to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this person comes and just slams them. He said, that's the thing that really bothers him. In other words, it's when he's taking people who are such a tough matzav and taking away from them like the last hope. I know that whatever is written in a sefer, people, it becomes mefursim. And, at the end, people even forget where they got it from. Just, I saw it somewhere, and this causes bad days in the world, because anything that's written and talked about and so on, anything that's written, people spread, and it gets a lot of publicity. He says, once you write down something on paper, it's just a matter of time till you get a group that follows it. It somehow, writing things down gives it a type of permanence and weight that it shouldn't get, and then people go after it. And he says, what I'm very worried about is that this person is, now he's written a tshuva, and this tshuva is going to go around and about. I'm afraid that this tshuva, that is basically turning people away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he plays, the tshuva is Meshiv Imach Hashem, he's telling him there's no point in your davening because you don't have any scharfit. Telling a person like that whatever he does, he has no schar and no this, basically you're stopping him from ever returning and doing mitzvahs, and that's absolutely wrong. Salkopanim, so the Rambam says, I wouldn't, that a person writes stupidities and nonsense, I don't feel a need to go on a limb and to reply to him. This is another point. This is the Rambam's sichlis, that answering, you know, writing polemics and arguments on their own is not a chachma. There's no point in it. You know, there's no, that's not, even if a person did wrong, and even if a person says shtusim, there's no need or point to answer it. So he did, he said, what's it to you? But he said, you know, over here, it's going to be a tremendous takala, and people are going to get disheartened, and people who are Yidden, and the Betzim Erlich Yidden, they're going to go down the tubes because he's not letting them do tshuva. So b'meila, he said, I felt a need that I have to answer him v'yema. I'm afraid I have to hold it here. I have to go. A quick question or something? Okay, so Be'ez Hashem next week. Okay, Tzvi. All the best. Kol tov. Bye.